Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. We are here for a live feed update for Big Brother Canada 11, or at least an update of some sort. As we are here to update you on the latest footage dropped from Big Brother Canada 11.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yes, I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong. And with me today to do this is Jacob Jones. How are you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing amazing. This weekend was amazing. Could you not? Probably one of the best weekends I've had in my life.
Well, you had no Big Brother Canada live feeds to distract you, I guess.
And I wasn't worried nor thought nor thinking about Big Brother Canada. But no, I had a really good weekend. And I can't, you know, I got told I'm going to be on with you and I got super excited. And, you know, here we are. Here we are together.
Here we are.
To talk all about right. People doing laundry, working out, making something in an air fryer, flirting, hardcore. A lot of people in this house are horny. Ooh, that's the first thing that we need to talk about.
Well, the last time I updated you was on, I believe, Friday night, because at roughly midnight Eastern time, they dropped the Friday footage and there was nothing over the weekend. So no footage. There were a couple of deleted scenes that were dropped. I'll give you some highlights from those, but those
were not kept those.
Chronological. But it seems as though, in fact, we will not be getting anything over the weekends. So bear that in mind. But here we are with the Monday drop, which happened at like, I don't know, noon ish Eastern, maybe. They don't know what they're doing, I guess. They're just okay. Whenever they feel like it.
Okay, Taryn, are you sad, happy, mad, agitated? What are you about? No double dailies on the weekends.
Nothing on the weekends is like whatever. I mean, it's like everything else. It's annoying. Honestly, for me, the biggest issue is the lack of consistency with the release schedule because I have no idea when I'm going to have to be putting a podcast out.
I can't even
schedule it for like, okay, we'll just do the regular morning time. Because if I did the regular morning time this morning, say if there was one from yesterday and I did it this morning, then literally as soon as I ended, a new one would drop potentially and it would be out of date immediately. if I wait until it drops and it doesn't come out until midnight, it's just a mess. What am I supposed to do?
No, Taryn, I think they're testing you. I truly believe that they're testing you. They're trying to, okay, this, we've been giving this man season after season of good content, daily. They're like, hold on, we're going to step back. We're going to really test his patience, test his kindness, and test his happiness. And they're like, hey, let's roll with it. And guess what? I think you're doing an amazing job. I think you're doing your big one. I think that but even if I feel, and this is, I'm just throwing this out there, I have not talked to you about it, nor why would I, because I don't do these. But I think if they do come out while you're doing the other one, it could just be a live feed with Taryn. You watch the double dailies. It could be 2 hours, 3 hours, however long they want to give us. And then I feel like just give on air commentary about, oh, JM is sitting in the kitchen with Dan. Okay, like you can give stuff like that, but hey.
Yeah, I'm sure commenting on all of the vacuuming would be high quality content. All right, let's get into it. I'll give you just some highlights from the deleted scenes. Again, these were not chronological. So I think most of them took place in the first couple of days. So before any of these daily drops. So they're pretty out of date. There was a conversation between Daniel and Claudia. They were talking about being worried about the guys. Daniel says he wants the women to know that he's with them and that he thinks the guys are really tight. Claudia wonders if a showmance will change things, which is funny because we know now that she may be getting into a showmance herself. Daniel smartly, I think, says he would love to work with a showmance. And Claudia says that she thinks Rob and Shania might end up together. She thinks that Rob is the guy that she trusts the least. Daniel says he likes Renee and Santina. They said they'd love to work with JM. Daniel just wishes that he could get him alone. And Claudia says she likes Jonathan a lot, but hasn't had much time with him either. And again, this is all prior to the HOH even being concluded. So just some initial conversations that seems like these two kind of align on priorities, but I haven't seen them communicate. I haven't seen Daniel communicate with much of anybody in any of the drops so far. So who knows if any of this has gone anywhere.
And I had to pull up their names and photos. So if y'all see me looking to the side, I'm looking at Hope, Dan, Jonathan, Claudia, because I'm like, dang. I mean, it's not like we get to see these people every day, you know, hearing themselves call each other name. We get a little hours there, hours here. Maybe they don't want to throw nothing in. So yeah, I forgot about a couple of these people. Yeah. And I, you know, and so it's a little...
We'll get there. Kuzi had a deleted scene with the camera. She talked to the camera. She said, Hope isn't a bad guy. She just thinks he's loud, which makes him easy to target. She says she might try to look out for him to try to get a sense of what he's like, but he's not her first choice. Not a whole lot, but it was kind of funny seeing Kuzi talk to the cameras.
I didn't watch the deleted scenes.
All right, final one, probably the most informative, was what I assume is an early conversation between Zach and Ty, which appear like they may be the duo of the season. They said they really like each other. They think they would make a good pair. Nobody would really suspect them together. They talk about liking Santina. Ty asks Zach how he feels about JM. Zach says, well, JM reached out to work with me, but he's super gamey. Like he knows how to play. And Ty says, I see him as the villain of the cast. So this is before I assume JM said anything about targeting the guys. So, you know, let's make that clear. Ty wants to see if they can influence who goes home this week. This is, again, before the HOH has even played out yet. Zach says he doesn't think they should influence anything. They should just eliminate the person that lost the competition. And he has one person that he does trust and one person that he doesn't that lost the competition. And so he doesn't trust Renee, but he does trust Shania. So if they can get Renee out, that'd be great. He says, first week, leave it alone. As long as it's not you and me, who cares? Ty says, well, I don't want to be a power player necessarily, but I do want to, you know, make sure, you know, things are going our way. Zach says, let me handle that stuff. You just keep me calm. So again, this is an early conversation between the two of them. They have clearly developed this relationship, and expanded it out. And funny to hear Zach talk about, let's just be chill in the first week, because he very much has influenced the direction of the week, getting Santina to target JM. who he was skeptical of before any talk of targeting the guys even happened. So that was some of the deleted scenes. So let's get back to this. All took place, I believe, yesterday on Sunday. And we are post veto. So Santina is the HOH. She nominated Dan Szabo and Anika for eviction. Renee lost the competition and is the third nominee. The plan is to backdoor JM due to the influence of Zach. So he says. So that was the last time we got updated. There was a veto competition, and we did find out that Ty won the veto competition. He was chosen by Anita to play and promised Anita that he would use the veto on her. This was annoyed Renee. We will get into some of that in a little bit. We started this drop with Jonathan and Claudia, and they were talking about keeping Renee. And that's because from Claudia's perspective, she does not know about the back door. So she's talking with Jonathan about who amongst the current nominees she would want to keep. She doesn't want Renee to go. Renee is ostensibly the target for the house if the backdoor plan doesn't go through. And since most people don't know about the backdoor plan, Renee seems to be the target in general. She seems to know that most of the guys want Renee gone. And so she's trying to pitch to Jonathan, essentially, I don't want Renee to go. I don't think you want Renee to go. She says, I'm with you guys, but I don't know if I can walk in there and say, I evict Renee. I'm not going to just say I'm going along with it. Jonathan understands and says, I agree. So it's a lot to take in, but hopefully we're getting caught up a little bit here.
No, this conversation, I skipped to the, cause at a certain point, these people just like do small talk and then, hey, you know, what about this? And so it's like they're on a timer. And so you have to catch it when it's hot, and when it's not, it's lacking. But I like that she said that she wouldn't vote out Renee. I was like, okay, stand up for your homegirl, even though you're not standing up for him because you still have knowledge that she's going home. So you really aren't doing anything. You just don't want to have your name attached to it. I don't know. I kind of like that she, not in a sense, stood up for herself, but like, hey, I don't want to do this, so I'm not going to do this. And I feel like that can give us an insight on what type of game and what type of player that she could be potentially. That was fun. And Jonathan, this man, just from the 2 hours and 50 minutes that we got, I was like, oh, damn, like this man is everywhere. He talks with a lot of authority, with a lot of sureness, with a lot of factual backings. And I don't know if they're factual because we haven't seen everything. But he was around that house. And it's, to me, it seems like he's the one that, you know, like has BD. No, someone else to me has BDE on here. Jonathan has the second, no, third most. But yeah, he seems like he's one of the top dogs.
This conversation especially made me feel like Jonathan is good at making people feel heard and agreeing with what they're saying emphatically without actually saying anything too much himself. So Renee, again, Claudia talks about Renee and how she doesn't want Renee to go. Claudia says, I don't care if that's what Zach wants. Mm-hmm. I don't want Renee to go. And he says, well, Zach's playing Zach's game. Like he's agreeing with her about Zach. She says, will you back me? Will you tell these people that you don't want Claudia or you don't want Renee to go? And he says, yes, sure. I agree with you about Renee. I don't think she should go. Of course, he knows that Renee is not going to go. He knows that with Ty holding the veto, JM is done anyway. So it's very easy for him to agree to this. And it's very easy for him to just go along with her bad-mouthing Zach. He may or may not agree with it fully, but he is very much just kind of giving her, I think, what she needs to hear. And I don't think she's catching on that he's not being 100% with her. At least that was my read of it. And she says, go ahead.
Sorry, no, I'll let you continue.
Well, she says that she thinks that they can use Renee and Shania for a while and that they'd be useful to them in the game.
I feel like he's, you know, like good cop, bad cop. And he wants everyone to know like, hey, like, even though this is this is a guy that I get along with. Like, I know he still can, in a sense, like strong arm or, you know, put the hammer down. Well, I took a softer approach. And I feel like he read a book, probably like 7 Habits of Highly Effective Communication or some type of body language book to like, when you look at someone and they're talking, just intently look, nod, just give affirmations as they speak. And I feel like he took a masterclass, one of those self-help books right before he came here. But it's funny to see him trying to separate even to the slightest degree from himself with like a friend of his, but that doesn't have like the best reputation of someone else. It's, you know, poking fun at them or, you know, bitching about them on day eight.
Yeah. Well, Claudia asks Jonathan if he thinks that her and Ty are being seen as a threat. This kind of, again, goes along with what we heard on Friday from Ty about them potentially being in a showmance, because she says that she could easily see people coming after them because of the fact that they're pretty close. He doesn't think so. He doesn't think that they're a target. She says, again, throwing that line out there, she could see somebody like Zach targeting them. Jonathan says, hey, you know, I do think Zach is pulling some strings, but we just need to stay ahead of him. Which again, to me was like, I might agree with you a little bit, but I'm trying to defuse you right now. I don't want you to actually go for Zach because I'm aligned with Zach. So that was Jonathan and Claudia. They do appear to have a working relationship. Claudia is another woman here who is talking about being like, hey, I'm with you guys. Let me prove to you that I'm with you guys. I'm not disloyal to you guys. That language alone should be a red flag to most of the women in the house. Yeah. But here we are.
Who is in a show mess with Ty?
Claudia, potentially.
Okay, potentially. Is this agreed upon on both sides?
So Ty described it as a showmance, but okay, said basically he's using her in the game. She has not described it as a showmance. She just described it to Jonathan as me and Ty might be seen as a threat.
Because Ty was sitting on the bed with someone, and I forgot which one it is, but they seem very flirty in the bedroom together or whatever. And so Claudia, maybe it was Claudia, maybe it's not. I can't really remember at this point. But I think she obviously trusts Jonathan. And Ty, to me, has like BDE energy to the 10th degree. Like anytime I saw him, I was like, damn, you know, like, sir, put on a, like, sir, please. But just the way that he like leads conversations, and they're like effective conversations, and how Claudia, I feel like, is now under his charm of, you know, good beard, good teeth, good skin, good hairline, like, you know, body on caboodles. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know.
Body on caboodles. Yeah.
Body on caboodles. Ty's working it for me, to be honest.
Very much walking around like he runs the house. And he's in most of these conversations as well, these game conversations. The first of which being a conversation between Zach and Ty. Zach is telling Ty that he says that Vanessa told me that Hope would be a good person to target, because, you know, he's a big move and, you know, he's a bit of a wild card. Ty is like, whoa, Vanessa said to target Hope? That's not good. I thought we could trust Vanessa. That's bad for Vanessa, from my perspective. They go on to talk about how they've been trying to convince Santina that JM is the right move to make for her. Ty says, this works out great. Next week, we target Rob and Dan. We send Dan home unanimously to break up the image of the boys working together. So the idea being that if Rob goes up on the block next to Dan Zabo, they would send Dan Zabo out, who is not actually with the guys. And then it would be like, look at all these guys that have gone on the block. We sent Dan home unanimously. Clearly the guys aren't working together. Nothing to worry about here. We know from Friday that Ty has a little bit of a thing with Rob, a not good thing with Rob. And again, we know that Zabo is not really in with the guys. This, what's really strange to me here, especially with Zach, is that if he's actually on board with this, the Zach, Zabo, and JM sort of side alliance is a thing that could be very valuable for Zach, especially in a game where there are actually a lot of people talking about him being kind of sketchy. And yet he seems very willing, in fact, actively pushing them in front of buses yes, to get rid of them. So, you know, we've been talking about Zach kind of being at the forefront of things, but I do not think currently that he is using his influence at the moment to actually benefit his own game in any real way right now.
I mean, but I did like this conversation. I don't know. I just thought it was a good game. Probably the most game I feel like I've seen out of the whole, you know, 2 hours that we've saw. So I definitely enjoyed that aspect of it and how even, you know, them letting them trading information about Vanessa wanting Hope out. And then we get in another scene, Vanessa, Hope, proud of you. You my boy. I love you. Kabuto's like, I will take a bullet for you. I have you. Like, we're getting that from Vanessa at that point. And so, I don't know. They probably have her clocked. And now she's probably in a shitty situation as well. But Zach, they do have, I mean, a lot of them have Zach pegged, right? Just because, I mean, even in episode 2, he was like, oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm married. But hey, I'll get in bed with a man or woman. I don't care. I'm going to use what I know and what I know how to flirt. And that's some sneaky shit, some snaky shit. And, you know, even though I'm about it, please do it. It's, you know, they have them pegged correctly.
Well,
do you think the boys alliance, do you? Because I feel as though it's not going to I feel as though something's going to break. And it's going to be between like Ty for me and Zach, like the whole boy sort of fiasco.
So what some of the things we're learning through these conversations, and we'll get in a little bit more to it in a second, but that the five guys together are not necessarily the core of everything, that it appears to be that the perhaps actual core is Jonathan, Ty, and Zach. And really the real core is Ty and Zach with Jonathan as an extension. And then they have their people outside of that. They've got people like Santina, they got Claudia, they've got, you know, Rob and Dan Zabo and Hope and all of these other people that think that they are in the core, but actually not really, at this time. So
that Rob and Dan Zabo, I ain't gonna say too much.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Well, Zach says basically, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. Zach says to Ty, anybody that doesn't feel good about myself, you, or Jonathan, we just basically they need to go. We one of us just goes, attaches themselves to that person, and then we get them out. And so Zach pretty much says it right out loud right here. His priority is himself, Ty, and Jonathan. That is the real core of these guys. Zach gives Ty some advice as well for basically how to explain to Claudia why he didn't tell her about the JM backdoor ahead of time. Says, oh, just tell her like, oh, you were too close to JM, so I couldn't do it. I couldn't say anything until now. So on and so forth. We'll see how that plays out for him. But The five guys are apparently really the three guys.
The five guys. They can't use that. Winnie's going to be pissed about those burgers.
Yes. So Ty is going to talk to Anika. And if you remember, Anika chose Ty to play in the veto because he promised Anika he would use the veto on her. So she is basically like, she's coming to collect. And based on the tone of this conversation, the gist of it that I get is that Ty has indicated to Anika after winning that there's a chance he might not use it on her, because she's clearly a little bit worried about that. So she says, I just want to put a couple of things out there. First, I picked you because I thought I could trust you. Second, how would it make you look if you didn't use it on me after I picked you? I'm not saying I don't trust you, but, and he kind of goes, well, as I said, you need to trust me. You're not going home no matter what, which is like heavy implication. Like, even if I don't use it on you, you're not going home. Don't worry. She's like, I understand that, but I would still love to not be on the block. He says, look, I just need to have some conversations today, but I will probably use it on you. And she's like, great, but how about definitely using on me? Because I really don't want to stay on the... Even if I'm safe, I don't want to be used as a pawn, because if I'm used as a pawn, then I will continue to be used as a pawn moving forward. That's not something I want for my game. You said you would use it on me, so can we get this moving? Ty says, look, if I can get Santina to agree with me, to allow me to take you off the block, who should I put up? Who should you put up? Interesting. Interesting choice of words. She says, well,
oh, I didn't catch that. I didn't catch that. Wait. That was a good one.
She says, well, who would we want to go? Dan or Renee? And he says, what if neither want? What if we got a third person? He says, well, I mean, I would want JM to go. Santina told me that she wanted to backdoor JM, so I don't know why it wouldn't be JM. And as soon as she says JM, Ty's like, all right, that's it. I'll fight for that then. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to make that happen for you. Okay, Anika? I'm going to make that happen for you. JM's going to go. I'll take you off. He'll go. This is great.
It was very much like a godfather and like a, you know, like a mobster, and like them talking to their daughter. You want me to take care of it? I got it. You know what I mean? It gave me very like, I got just for you though. Just for you. I got it. It
gave me this favor.
Yes. You know what I mean? Like Scarface. It gave me very like, but for, because you are coming to me, I got you. It's like, it gave very bad. And I'm like, Ty, like, he's trying to be everyone's like savior, trying to be like, and I felt as though this was a little bit like, even on Anika, is that, that's how you pronounce her name? Anika?
I believe so.
Anika, when she was just, I just feel like girl, I need you to put your foot down. I need you to talk to him with your pinky out like this. I named your name to play for me for a reason. Now the reason is here. Now I need you to, you know, come to terms, whatever, you know, what we talked about right after I chose you. And so I definitely think he needs to come off that veto. And I think he would, because they already have a plan in place. But I just didn't like that from Anika. It's like, no, but you're going to, like, it just gave Ty, like, I'm going to just say yes to you and like just to quiet you so I can leave and really go talk to my allies and I'll keep you at bay. But Scarface, nonetheless, you come to me in your time of need asking for like money. It gave very that, Ty.
Yeah. Shania comes in right after and they have a brief conversation. Ty mentions that Dan really put up a good fight in the veto. In fact, we hear later that Dan was actually in the lead halfway through the veto competition before Ty caught up and managed to pull it out. Which I have to imagine is part of the reason why Ty is now talking specifically about like Dan's got to go next week. So we'll see about that. But apart from that, he's giving Shania nothing. And this conversation doesn't go anywhere. As you mentioned, Hope and Vanessa have a conversation in the hot tub. Very much, yeah, just like, I'm so proud of you. You're doing a great job. Very motherly.
We found out who Vanessa loves more than anyone in the entire world. Is Vanessa married?
I think so. Yeah.
even before her husband, I know based off of this conversation who Vanessa's favorite person is in Tyrell. And it's that daughter that is studying accounting, that I learned everything about her except for her social security number. I was like, Vanessa, we get it. You love your daughter. Yes, God, you love her. But, and I can tell you do, because it's like, you know, a proud mom, I get it. But that her daughter just kept coming up and up and hope. Like, you got it. Like, no, you're at the place that you need to be right now. Like, I would have left. I would have said, all right, sis, I got to go. Like, she was holding court to give him affirmations and to talk about her life. And I was like, damn, Vanessa. Okay.
Yeah. Well, she does ask him how he feels about the week. He says, well, Ty will have to use it on Anika after she picked him, right? But he says, I don't know what Santina will do, which of course is a lie. Vanessa says, I have no issue with Anika, but it is scary to not know who the target will be if the veto is used on her. She asks, Hope, who would you put up as a replacement nominee if you were in charge? And Hope is trying to deflect. So she says, look, I'll start so you can trust me. All right. And she says, I'll tell you who I don't want to leave. The heart of the house. You.
There, I laughed. Vanessa's camp. Vanessa is camp. I think that's it. That's all. Just throwing that out there. Like, I thought she was going to say, like, someone on the block. Like, I just didn't think she was going to say, like, oh, you know who I do want to leave? She's going to say, you know who I don't want to leave? But she was like, oh, curveball, you sitting right next to me. I don't want you. Like, Vanessa's camp. And I mean, but honestly, people, I see someone in the chat saying, gas him up. Hope is 23-year-old guy. You know what I mean? Great looking guy who I bet would love to receive affirmations at any time. And so Vanessa, and she has raised kids. I don't know what her eldest is, but you like, she has that. And so good on her. But yeah, she was definitely proud of you, my king. I love you. I'm in love with you. Like, I think that was the next step to come out. Marry my daughter. You know, like, you know what I mean? It's just like,
you think she says that to her kids? Listen, son, you are the heart of this house.
Yeah, literally, like, your sister and brother, no, you. I don't want you to go. Like, you are the heart of this house.
All right. So this is a very interesting conversation between Ty and Jonathan that happens. It starts with Ty saying to Jonathan, listen, with the whole Rob thing, I wanted to wait until the right time to bring it up. And Jonathan's like, yeah. Ty says, I didn't want you to be stressed. The thing to focus on right now is JM. We can deal with the other stuff later. Ty says, don't worry about Zach. I have a pretty good insight on what he's doing, and he looks at you like it's us, bro. And Jonathan says, I know. That's what kind of hurt me. I felt like we were ride or die. Ty's like, that's what this house does to us. Don't get down on yourself. It's okay. So they're alluding to something, and it kind of maybe relates to Rob, that, you know, for some reason, perhaps Jonathan has been convinced that maybe Zach is a little bit sketchy, but now he is at least is claiming to Ty that, you know, that he's okay with it now and he's not against Zach. I'll continue with the conversation to try to provide you with all of the context before speculating too much. But Jonathan asks, okay, so what's the plan? Ty says, I'm using the veto on Anika. JM's gone. He was told that Ty was told that Dan got paranoid about Ty getting picked for the veto. Why was Ty picked for the veto? Dan Szabo gets paranoid about this. Another reason why perhaps Ty is feeling like Dan should go next. Jonathan says, somebody must have gotten his ear. JM. Ty asks how Jonathan feels about the Rob and Zach situation. Jonathan says, I think we're good now. I think we can deal with it later down the road. I don't think it's something we have to think about right now. Ty says, I don't know about that. I don't think they're good. I've heard there's tension between the two of them. He says, Rob mentioned to me that Zach was trying to pull Santina close to him, which I don't know. Ty says, I just know that I want to play the game with you, Jonathan, Santina, Zach, and Claudia. Those are my priorities. Rob is there, but there are just things I'm seeing that aren't sitting right with me. And Jonathan's like, okay, yeah, but when I talked to Rob yesterday, Rob told me that there's only two people he trusts in the game, and that me and you. So I don't know why we're anti-Rob. And Ty's like, nah. But he doesn't trust Zach, which is going to put a crack in our armor, you know? Ty says, because here's the thing. The thing with Claudia is what it is. But I still see Claudia as your person, you know? And I'm not pulling her in to have, I'm not pulling her in to have my own person, you know? And I have Koozie, sure, but like, that doesn't mean I'm going to be weird about sending her home, right? I just think Rob is insecure about all that. I think he doesn't want people to have their own people. He wants to have them too, like with Santina. Like, he's like, oh, Zach has Santina, so I need a piece of that. I just think I'm just not feeling it with Rob here. So interesting stuff from these two. As I said, it appears like this is the core, but the real core is clearly Ty and Zach. And Jonathan is somebody who has clearly been kind of pulled toward a Rob side, if there is a Rob side, but is being pulled perhaps back by Ty toward Zach. It's, I think from Rob's perspective, the conflict is between himself and Zach, not realizing that Ty, somebody he probably trusts, is actually the real issue for him. Mm-hmm. From Ty's perspective, the issue is Rob and himself. He has the issue with Rob. One, because he doesn't trust Zach. Two, because he sees Rob getting his own people in Renee and Shania. And so there's definitely some cracks here. Where Jonathan ultimately stands is hard to determine, because he is good at just giving people what they want. Clearly he's with the guys. It's just a matter of like, which guys are he actually with? Not super clear at this point.
Yeah, I did see that they were trying to pull, because honestly, while watching the feeds, I kind of thought like, okay, Jonathan's now on the Ty and Zach side of things. That's how I just felt, because I feel like they were constant communication. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like their conversations were more in depth, just strategically about their alliance and about who should go and the plan moving forward, than conversations with Rob or conversations with Dan. And it honestly surprises me that Ty, and I mean, I guess I can understand Ty's point where like, oh, he doesn't trust, you know, Zach and whatnot, but Ty's like animosity or not trusting with Rob and kind of with Dan, since he's not really letting them in. But I would really like assume that Ty would really like align with those two before Jonathan and Zach, but it's not the way the cookie crumbles. And I think they're all three pretty boys. So no, I mean, I can have like, you know, a pack of like beautiful people, but I feel like Ty, he can't be around no like really good looking guys to take the attention off of him. So that may be it a little bit. I don't know.
It may be. So hard to know exactly where Jonathan stands. He strikes me as the kind of guy, maybe a little bit Josh-like in this way from last season, where he is just kind of taking things in right now and giving people what they want. And I don't know if he has his own agenda quite yet, mm-hmm. Or if he's just kind of like keeping things calm, doing the opposite of what Zach's doing, where he hears a thing and then acts on it, even though the person mm-hmm. trusts him. He's like, look, if Claudia tells me she doesn't like Zach and Rob tells me he doesn't like Zach, but then Ty tells me he doesn't like Rob and all this stuff, like, I'm just going to hold that and they can battle it out all they want. I'm not going to get involved. They all trust me. So whatever, which is not a bad way to play it, especially early in the game. But again, we will see. We had a brief conversation between Ty and Koozie. Now, Ty intimated to Jonathan that Koozie is one of the people that he feels he has in his pocket. He asks Koozie about, they're talking about Dan. It seems as though Koozie might have been saying, maybe what if we got out Dan this week? And it seems as though he's defending the idea of keeping Dan one more week. He says, we can use Dan to take out Rob. And she's like, okay, but why would he do that? After Rob goes, who is Dan with? What does he do? Why would he take out Rob? And Ty says, well, if we're all telling him he has to put up Rob, then he wouldn't go against us. And she's like, okay. She says, well, I guess if JM goes this week, so apparently she has been told that that's a possibility now, at least Dan will feel more relaxed, because from her perspective, Dan is concerned that JM will be used to take him out, which is the amount of like bad reads on where JM stands.
Not horrible.
Is wild. People think he's either really tight with Dan and like in his ear, or targeting Dan because Dan wants him out. People think that he's like in good with Santina, or people think that he is like a villain that wants to target Santina. Like, it's all over the place. But Ty is very pleased when she mentions that if JM goes, that would be good because Dan will be more relaxed and then easier to take out later. Again, Ty just trying to get his people essentially to agree, like, yes, JM going is a good thing.
JM has so much like star quality in him. And like, when he walks into a room and like owns it, I feel like even him just standing there. So I'm really liking him. I like the kind of the mysterious element that he provides, because they have like no idea exactly where he's at. What do you think about JM?
It's honestly hard to say. We've gotten so little from him in all of these things. I will say that the longest conversation we've seen JM have strategically is with Zach and Dan. He also had a conversation with Kuzi that was, you know, one of those doom spirals. But to me, it was very obvious that Zach was just not having any of it, and that Dan was like very much just echoing whatever Zach said. So for me, it was like, is JM a little oblivious to the situation? Like, JM was literally, and this was, I think, from the first drop, you know, talking about like, listen, I just think we need to start thinking about numbers. And Zach is literally like, all right, just let me tell you what I think of the game. I think we just need to chill. Okay. And I'm not even exaggerating much. He literally is sighing. He clearly wants nothing to do with what JM is trying to talk to him about. So, you know, you would think like, let's not tell Dan, or let's not tell Zach too many things here. But he apparently still feels that he can trust him. Although, again, that was like Thursday and it's now Monday. So I don't know what's changed since then.
And I think, I mean, on the drops, we really haven't like seen that much of JM except for like in a group setting for the most part. On the episodes, well, I guess we haven't had that many episodes either, but on the episodes, I feel like when I watch him, I'm like, even you know, the videos that they posted on Twitter, I'm like, yo, JM is like, I mean, he's very confident, I feel, and just like owns it. And I kind of like that. I know this week is not shaking up to be one where he can progress in the game. But I don't know. I think if he did progress, I would hope that his perception gets better and his game gets better. But I just think he'll be probably a fun person to see.
Well, play. Let me tell you, his chances of progressing are extremely low at this point.
That's my opinion.
We do learn that Renee has been put on slop. So, and I believe Santina had the choice, or at least she anticipated that she'd have the choice. So, really sticking it to Renee there. I definitely get the sense that Ty is not a huge fan of Renee, apart from the fact that he was actively trying to make sure she left, on Saturday, but or Friday.
Yeah. Cause when they were playing pool, I was like, Ty is not, but I felt like Renee was like trying to flirt with him. Ty, I don't know. I just got like, hey, like,
yep.
I'm trying to and you like, kinda, flirt a little bit.
Right? You kind of got that sense when Renee was talking to Rob about Ty and how annoyed she was about, Claudia being up his, you know what, and how he's going to use the veto on somebody that's not her, that, you know, maybe she thought there was something there, or maybe she wants there to be something there. Perhaps. I definitely got that sense as well.
Yeah. And like Ty hit the ball and then said, oh, how are you doing? Or some quick, simple shit like that. And he was like, hi, you know, I'm just here. And I was like, this guy's trying to flirt. And Ty is like, no, I got my girl Claudia and I'm good. But it was just so funny. And I mean, but I still feel as though I honestly think through the lack thereof of communication that Ty was giving to Renee, even though he wasn't giving her a silence, I mean, he was very, you know, friendly. They played a game of pool, whatnot. She probably felt like really like cared for by Ty. Just like, okay, like I think I can work with Ty. With Ty, I feel like it's probably like,
yeah. Well, there was a snippet of a conversation that we got right at the end of the footage that I wish we had seen more from, because it was Ty and Rob, which was like, Ty is telling Rob, I can't use the veto on Renee, indicating perhaps that Rob was talking about the possibility of doing that. And Rob says, seeing Dan yesterday scared me because he's a beast. And that was basically all we got from that conversation. Again, to me, I'm just getting the sense that Rob is not anti-Ty and doesn't know that Ty is anti him yet at this point. So an interesting dynamic there, but we have seen very little of it so far. That's about what we got from this drop. The sort of headlines here. Again, Ty won the veto. He plans to use it on Anika. JM is the backdoor target. A decent amount of people are on board with that, or at least on board with the idea of that. There are still some people that don't know, but the chances of JM staying at this point seem pretty low overall. We do know that JM does not plan on going out quietly. That doesn't always happen. Like, sometimes the people who say they won't go out quietly do go out quietly. And it's not like, I don't think he has a ton of info to drop on anybody or anything like that. But we will see what happens from here. The Ty and Rob tension, I think, is the thing to look out for moving forward.
You know what I'm super happy about? Can you repeat what JM said if, like, he leaves, what he's going to do? Like, come out, what did he say?
Something along the lines of, like, he's going to call out Santina because she promised him safety.
Yeah, but what did you call it? Like, coming out hot or something like that?
It's, I don't know, maybe.
I forgot what you call it, but I'm so glad the phrase, like, oh, I'm going to be coming guns blazing. I'm so glad that phrase, I have not heard it in such a good while, but I used to hate when people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to come out guns blazing. Like, what? So I'm just happy that you used a different phrase, or that JM used a different phrase. But I'm just, comes out guns blazing should never be on anyone's TikTok.
There you go. Let's drop that phrase. all right, that's about what we have. Jacob, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No. So Koozie's cute. I love Koozie. She was fun. I like Santina. I like the workout duo. I like, you know, them, you know, on the track. I like Santina working with her. To be honest, I do like Ty, because I just think Ty is like such a man. I don't know, Terry. Vanessa was giving me Camp Couture stories on stories on stories.
Jacob, you strike me as one of the people in the house that would be like, Ty, I'm with you guys. Oh. I swear to you, whatever it is that you need me to do.
Parent on hand and knee, you know, or wherever that phrase is. I don't know. But yeah, yes, I would. Yes. Vanessa gives me Camp Couture. We know one thing, and the one thing is that she loves that daughter of hers, and amen to that. Who else? I like Dan. And I don't know if it's just because he's like so like damn cute, or I don't know what it is, but I kind of like him. And I like Rob. Hope. Pep talk, Hope. And I was looking for my boy Daniel. He wasn't like cooking and stuff like that. But, you know, everyone else.
Very little like Daniel. Very little Daniel.
He was just like dancing with, what is the, he was dancing with someone in the kitchen. But yeah, I was like, come on, get the guys, go talk to Ty. Cause Ty's big daddy right now. Okay. So go talk to Ty and try to get in. But you know, sorry, I did get very flustered. It was like,
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. I will be back in just about an hour, if you're watching this live, for the first roundtable of the season. And it'll be quite the roundtable, because we are going to have to base it off of very little information. But we will do our best. Come and have fun with us as we try our best to guess what's happening in the house. Probably at some point tomorrow, I'll have another update for you. I can't promise I'll know when at this point, but, I'll try. Make sure you're subscribed so that you're alerted when these things happen, because there's currently not a regular schedule for them. Check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I just recorded about the finale for The Last of Us, which was great.
I haven't watched it.
You gotta check it out. It's great stuff.
I tell you to check out a show, you tell me to check out a show.
And of course, I started dropping some Among Us and Goose Goose Duck videos on my YouTube channel again. If you want to check those out, they're very fun. So you can head over there as well. And I'm tweeting out most of the stuff over on at Armstrong Cameron on Twitter. All right,
that was a mouthful, buddy.
You know, where I try to get through it as quickly as possible.
Jacob, where can people find you? People can find me on any social media at JacobJ_Jones. They can find me with you. I'm talking just about life, kid catting it with the girls.
All right.
That's pretty much it. And apparently I'm about to go to sleep seeing that the sun is going down. I have my window open, so.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you guys. Thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Today.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.